BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Lick me, I'm delicious.
No way.
The one?
For the fat fingers.
It's still good.
Easy. Radio.
One, two,
let's go.
Scott Mills.
Let me just say,
I look like an out-of-work magician. Drums, please.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
Go!
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, I've booked tickets to a gig, but the pop star won't actually be there. And Chris is like, oh, and it's not going to be rubbish. Actually, no, I'm going to really
enjoy
it.
Didn't say it's going to be rubbish. How dare you? I say that a few times during the show, actually. How dare you? I don't know why that's sneaking in.
I've read the reviews and it looks fantastic.
Yeah, okay. And you'll hear all about this in the podcast, but I never criticised it. I just questioned why people would go.
Well, I'm booked in. Also, we stumble, like we do sometimes, across an absolute legend when we call somewhere for funny business. You're going to love this guy. And you'll hear Niall Horan getting loose, answering questions that were first asked to him 10 years ago. And did he actually do bits with Jeppo?
One!
Niall Horan's coming up. What?
Nah, I've had enough of you.
Sorry?
Already. This is crazy. I've seen the picture that has been chosen of me, you and Niall. Right?
Yeah.
I'm in complete darkness. Like, how this works here is, obviously, the pictures get ran by Scott so he can choose which one he looks most beautiful in. But there's got to be some sort of compromise, right? Because the photo that I've just had to put on my socials, it is like someone's turned my light out.
It is. It is no lighty, no likey, isn't it?
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. It's just like, R.I.P. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Here's the thing. If you hadn't have worn camo that day, you would have looked less in the dark than you do. But it does look like someone's turned your light off.
Every picture that there must have been, you've gone, yeah, I think that's best there.
Well, that shows me at my best.
I can't even see you.
No, can't even see you.
You look amazing.
Thank you.
Even the framing on it, it's like you're bang in the middle there with Niall and I'm like the ugly one just on the side.
No,
there.
It was the best one out of all the ones that were taken.
It's just...
So, yeah.
Crazy.
Niall's with us soon. Just played you Kygo, Whitney Houston and Sam Smith. Oh, wow, exciting news. So, guess what I booked last night?
What?
I'm going to go to March 10th, an evening with Whitney. The hologram tour.
Oh. Okay, great.
Looks amazing. Because I never got to see her. Like, one of the best singers of all time.
Mm. You know she won't be there.
No, I know, but this is the next best thing. So they project her on a big screen. So it's like she is there. And it's going to be like... It says it uses state-of-the-art technology. There's a live band, dancers and backing singers.
So does the hologram talk to the crowd as well?
Well, like, what's up, London? I don't think so, no.
You're an amazing crowd tonight.
I don't know.
You look so beautiful. I'm not sure. You do understand. I get why you'd be excited about it. I'm excited about the technology of it, right? But she's not there.
No.
You might as well just watch it on TV. Because there's going to be no element of interaction there, is there?
No.
Right, so when you go to a concert, it's that you can be in an intimate environment with your favourite artist, right? Or relatively intimate environment, but it's a situation where they're playing live for you. She's not playing anything live, is she? She's not singing live.
No.
So you're watching a TV, really.
No, but I've watched loads of videos and loads of reviews, and it's really kind of lifelike.
Okay, so if, say, we filled out an arena and put a cardboard cutout on stage...
Yeah.
That's essentially what this is.
Yeah? No, it's not. I want to say, by the way, this is fully endorsed by Whitney's family. Her sister says, Whitney's not with us, but her music will live with us forever. And her fans deserve nothing less because she gave nothing less than her best. And all the hits. Higher Love's going to be on. Right. I Will Always Love You.
Oh, that would be lovely. What, a duet with Kygo?
I don't know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Niall, hello!
Hello, my friend. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you. And even though you're jetting around the world and doing things like Saturday Night Live on the American TV, I appreciate that you still have time to come and see me and Chris.
Yes, always.
Do you get paid for that? Like, I always wonder with those things. No. Like, do you have to negotiate or is it just prestige?
I think it's like most TV shows. Like, if you go on Graham Norton, they're not paying you.
But do you, I always wonder this with your work, right? Your level. You're doing so much stuff for free. Like, do you never question Am I actually earning money from this?
I actually think that you, when you go on these TV shows, you fill in like a waiver, and I actually think you might get like 100 quid for it or something like that.
Yeah, because we're not paying you
now. I know you're not. So
you do know that, don't you? We're not paying you a bean here now.
So every time I've come in here nothing. The last 10 years, I haven't got a penny.
Nothing.
No. I mean, accumulatively.
I mean, it's funny how it all works.
Isn't it? It's really funny. I know you posted on your Insta at the start of the year that you're still in your kind of sad songwriting frame of mind.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I was talking basically about how the last year went for me, and the first few months of last year, I was still very much writing the sad songs, and then as the summer kicked in, that they got happier.
Yeah. Is it awkward when you write a sad song and then you've got to, let's say, do you generally write these things on your own and then you've got to sit in a room and play it to someone else?
Yeah.
And where it must be, not easy, but more comfortable writing it on your own to then go into a room where you've got to share that with people.
I know, yeah.
That would be awkward.
It is. There is, I do a lot of the writing at home. If I need help, I'll go in with someone that I know and that it's easier. But I have been in scenarios where I've tried to write like a heartbroken song with someone that I've never met in my life, and trying to explain that story to someone you've never met and watching the judgment in their eyes.
Yeah, if they burst out laughing.
You're a bit soft.
Go on,
awkward.
You know when you come out of the sad song bit and they start to get happier?
Yeah.
Is that something you could teach Lewis Capaldi?
He's not learned that yet.
No, he's not. Like, when I wrote, me and Lewis wrote a song together, and then we'd kind of forgotten about it for a while, and then we came back to it, and it was kind of sent around like between our management, and my manager texted me saying, how did you manage to make Lewis Capaldi sound really happy?
have you achieved it?
I think so.
Can we hear this?
I don't know. It's the song is quite sad, but the production makes it sound like it's a bit more upbeat, but it's definitely not still like... It's got a bit more to it.
So the new one with Lewis, does it sound like something from the Glee soundtrack?
Yeah, but it's really sad. Oh. Yeah, it's definitely in your face.
And No Judgment, the new track, is that a tearjerker?
No. Nah. It's got a bit more of a groove to it. It was a riff that I'd had for ages, and I'd literally had it like in summer 2018 or something like that, and I'd never really got around to writing the actual song to it, and then just sat down and wrote it. Hmm. Just basically about like how good we are at judging each other, basically, and how that I won't judge you.
When you say you get round to it, is there a lot of like unfinished songs that you've made?
I literally have... My notes and my phone are just full of titles and things I see.
I'd love to see that.
See, I love that because, like, how it is with this show, I find that you just, you'll be out and about, right? And you will have had a few drinks, and then suddenly it's like, brilliant, we've got this idea.
Yeah.
And normally the next day it's not such a good idea.
No, it's not, really, after a few pints.
But you've got to constantly write this stuff down.
Yeah. And I've gotten better at that. I used to be horrific at it.
Did I hear somewhere you've got a pub?
No, I really want one, though.
Yeah.
Do you want to get one?
Yeah, that's straight. I don't know where I heard that from.
You're doing it for free, so you can't come in on this.
Oh, yeah.
I swear it was Jason Stewart said you had a pub. I thought that's the coolest thing that I've heard you
get
done.
One.
Yeah, let's get a pub.
Right, let's get together.
Yeah, we're all, me, you and Jason Stewart.
Oh, my God, amazing.
Luke Lewison, he can definitely fund some.
Yeah, no, he's got so much money, he won't want anything to do with us.
That's right, exactly.
You know that innuendo bingo you did with him?
Yeah, that's...
You'll never see him again.
Never see him again.
He's way too famous for YouTube now. The people that made him.
They just forget, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're the only one that hasn't. Right, Niall, stay with us and play your new track, No Judgment, in the next 10 minutes. And more chats with Niall. So that's No Judgment by Niall, followed by an album and a world tour.
Yes.
And you've said you promised to give everyone who comes to the tour value for money.
Yes.
Can you tell us what that means?
I'm going to really put 110% in every night, because I've been at shows where you don't get that.
I forgot about this tour. I totally forgot about it.
How could you forget about this tour? Honestly, Chris, this is a disgrace.
Mate, I saw it get announced, and then I saw Capaldi's doing a bit of it with you, and there's a night in Vegas.
Oh, my God. Good luck, everyone.
I was like, I'm seriously thinking about it.
Yeah, the amount of people that have said that to me.
Yeah.
So many people have said to me, that's the tour I want to be on. We're going to have so many like mates that are just now... just touring friends that we just I'll just turn a corner one day and Chris Stark could just be standing in the middle of it.
we've all seen the gigs where maybe the artist or artists haven't given 110%.
Yeah.
Who hasn't given it, in your opinion? Ever. I've got one.
Really? Not afraid to say it either. It's controversial, Scott Mills.
Well,
he's
yours?
Always been like that.
No, well, this is the thing. He famously hasn't been, so I'm really looking forward to see who you're going to massively insult.
It's pretty obvious.
Who are you saying?
I'm not saying anything, because it'll be a bigger deal for me.
Yeah.
That's true, to be honest.
I just get abused in another
I actually can't think.
Justin Bieber.
Bieber.
Really?
Yeah. Just wasn't into it.
I hate to get bogged down in the money of it all. I know that's been a theme today. But you know, when you do... So let's take the world tour, right? Money's coming out of your pocket if you want a confetti cannon.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or bubbles, that kind of thing.
Does it come up on your statement, confetti cannon?
It's tax deductible.
Amazon Prime.
I'll write that one off.
It's all against the tax.
I'm just thinking of the value for money that Niall's describing in this tour. Yeah. You know, what are we seeing here?
I know.
I'm not sure what you're seeing, Nag, but it's songs. Me?
Yeah.
It was smiling all the time.
Do you know what works well at Oceania?
He's not playing Oceania.
Phone party.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough, not doing Oceania.
We're going to turn off the mics now, and you can tell me who hasn't given it 110%. This won't go out. Go.
I agree. I actually understand that.
Yeah. Right. Did you see Billie Eilish did an interview with Vanity Fair magazine exactly 1 year after her first interview?
Yeah, I did see this, yeah.
Right, it's quite a cool idea. Just to kind of prove how insane the difference a year can make on a person that's kind of been thrown into the spotlight like that. So, for instance, in that year, her Insta followers went from 257,000 to 6.3 million in 12 months. That's a lot. You can probably relate to that, though, like being thrust in like that.
Yeah, oh, 100%. Like, so much stuff between, like, when we first come in here the first time, like we always speak about, even in 6 months, I'd say it was nuts, but...
I mean, yours was probably arguably even quicker, actually.
Probably because we were at the start of that Twitter...
Yours was all Twitter, yeah.
Yeah, it was all, like, ourselves and probably Justin Bieber at the time. It was kind of like we were at the start of that influx of mad fandoms and tweets and people getting, whatever.
You did a tweet. I saw Radio 1 put this up, actually. You did a tweet. I'd never seen it before in 2010, I think it was, where you're like, just going to this X Factor audition, hope it works out well. Or it's like, let's see how this goes.
Literally, I think it was like, I've seen that actually, because I think it was like 10 years to the day of that tweet. Right. I was like, just apply for the X Factor, hope it all works out.
Yeah,
imagine classic. That.
It still hasn't. Here we are. We're still having it.
Right, so I would quite like to do now, Niall Horan, 10 years on.
Oh,
Scott Mills.
Okay, so we have dug out a really old interview of Niall when he was first starting out with One Direction, when he was a baby. We're going to ask the same questions, but 10 years later.
One.
Last decade, the question was, what do you look for in a woman? What's your answer now?
Oh, God. I'm still probably the same. I like someone funny. I like someone that can just like take the mick out of themselves a little bit. I like someone wholesome.
Yeah.
I do like nice eyes. Yeah. Probably a similar answer to what I said back then.
Do you remember what you said back then?
Probably something as vanilla as that, yeah.
Yeah, you said in 2010 you said banter, someone fun. There we are. He's not changed.
No, things haven't changed. You've changed.
It's an amazing word.
Wholesome.
I just want someone wholesome.
I just want someone wholesome that I can take home to mammy.
Yeah. They asked you 10 years ago, which celeb ladies do you fancy? Answer me that now.
Let's be tactical. God, who do I fancy now?
There's no right answer to this.
No, this will be a headline. Can we come back to this? Because we're going to have to think about that.
Yeah. You said Kate Middleton in 2010.
Kate Middleton, yes. Yeah. Love Kate Middleton.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I do.
No, it's just the next one.
All right.
This is mad. You don't have to answer this. In 2010, you were asked, how old is the oldest woman you've got with? Answer now.
No. No answer in that one.
You were then asked, older than 35?
And what did I reply?
You said... It's the same, guys. I'm not saying. You see, he's played this game a few times.
This is boring, isn't it?
No, it's all good. No, you're just very good at swerving.
God, I'm not answering that, am I?
No, exactly. You know. Tell us, which one of you pulled Cher Lloyd in the X Factor house?
Is that a question?
They actually asked you that.
Oh, my God. I bet you we all sheepishly hid in a corner.
And, yep.
I don't think anyone.
Okay.
Got on.
Right. In 2010, you said, Cher was the same age as us, so naturally, we got on. Okay, here we go.
It's mad how often these questions must have happened as well.
So much. And the thing is, you won't remember any of it because you did so much press.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
This is mad.
What's your favourite word for boobs?
Oh, God.
You said chicken fillets.
Chicken fillets?
You know what was so funny about these interviews? The random stuff that we would, like, say.
I know.
Well, it's random stuff on purpose, just because were sick of the questions.
I was looking through some old ones the other day. Remember Sugarscape?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you were always interviewed by Sugarscape. And it was literally a 12-year-old girl who was, like, going, hello, with a microphone, going, what's your favourite colour? And bless you, you did them all.
The older we got and the more bored we got, we would just make up answers on the spot.
I love that.
I remember, I was talking about it a while ago, but Louis started telling everyone that I slept with Carly Rae Jepsen. Just as, like, what do we do now?
Why not?
And I felt really bad in the end, because it was like, oh, but, you know, just something to do.
Who was your first celeb crush?
Selena Gomez.
Back then you said J-Lo.
J-Lo? Random, yeah. But that too.
What country is your favourite to visit? What's your answer now?
Australia.
Back then you said Italy's my favourite. I just love Italian food. What's the most extreme thing you'll do for food?
Extreme thing I'll do for food? I don't know. I'm sure this answer is very revealing.
It's not. Okay. Right. I remember hearing a rumour back then, right? Is it true that you used to get McDonald's delivered to private jets?
Yeah.
Amazing.
That was at that. The height of all
the height of
how
the madness.
How did you stop it going stale?
It was still continuously.
Oh, yeah.
But it was the idea.
They managed to get it.
It was the idea that was behind it.
I remember hearing that at the time and being like, yeah, that's my boys.
Yeah.
In 2010, you said, I almost missed a flight last week because we were in Wagamamas and we didn't want to leave. Okay.
Yeah, but to be fair, since then they've put a Wagamama in Terminal 5.
You're good.
And I still don't really want to leave.
No. And finally, they asked, what are your plans for your birthday?
I was, 17? I don't know.
What's your answer now? Your next birthday.
Quiet dinner.
Yeah.
Few pints. I'm actually not one to make a big deal out of my birthday anymore. I probably did back then, but it's probably still a pub.
In 2010, you said you were going to have a joint party with Liam, probably a lingerie party.
A lingerie party? That's how bored we were.
I think that's definitely one of the ones you made up.
I don't know what a lingerie party would be.
We all just run around in our boxers, isn't it?
Right. And that was Niall Horan, 10 years on. I enjoyed the answers in 2010 because it was obviously you were just like reeling them off. Next interview.
In the headlights stuff. Yeah,
exactly. Niall, thank you so much. Good luck with everything this year.
Thank you very much for having me, as per usual. The Scott Mills
Daily. Hey, Tim, who says, Niall might not remember. Yeah, probably won't. But does he remember bumping into me in the toilets of London Roundhouse during a Radiohead gig as he was leaving the bathroom? Mm. Yeah, don't say hi to pop stars in the loo. It's weird.
We can't not.
No, I think it's like, it's the, you know, it's, you need to do that on your own. Like, just wait till they come out. Don't do it in the loo. 2016, I think it was, says Tim. I got a handshake and a nice to meet you out of the unexpected meeting. Did he go, nice to meet you? Oh, no, because that song wasn't out then. It hadn't been made.
It would be worse if he did slow hands.
Yeah. And also, Tim, did he wash his hands? Did he wash those slow hands? TB, text back.
Let us know.
Thanks, Tim. Good to see Niall again. I feel that he's way honest in his chats now. It's really good.
I love him. I love him coming on the show because I see him in some interviews as well. Like, if you see, I've seen on other radio stations and it's just dry. And like, what I like about him, he comes in here and it does feel like all that weight's been lifted now and he just talks properly.
There's no One Direction filter.
He chats to us about, we can talk about anything. We can talk about the money. We can talk about anything. And that's what I like about him.
We can say about getting off with Carly Rae Jepsen.
It's good.
He's in a good place
right now and there's good music.
Yeah, really good. In fact, decision, I'm going to make that tune of the week next week.
Oh my gosh, I feel like we should hit some sort of there can be miracles.
Tune of the week next week, now I'll have that. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, so I'm going first today on Funny Business.
Yes, you are. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. So Chris has got a company for me to call with a funny name. And I've got one for you, which I think you're going to really enjoy.
Okay, I'm excited for your one. It's a good one, is it? Mine's more pun-based for you.
Okay, cool.
Okay, anyway.
Hello? Good afternoon, Forrest Gump.
Hi there.
Hi.
So, you are a florist, I take it?
Yes, Forrest Gump.
And are you Mrs. Gump?
No, I'm not.
Oh, I see. I thought it was a name maybe after you.
No, it's not. It's named after the film.
But Florist Gump, very clever, that.
It is.
I bet you must get loads of comments.
We do. We get loads of comments. We get loads of publicity on Facebook.
Did you think of a few others before you got to Florist Gump, or was that the first one?
There was two.
You could have had, like, the Fast and the Florious.
Yeah, yeah.
Flower Rangers.
Yeah.
But, no, yours is better, actually.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And whereabouts are you, then?
We're in Saracen Street in Postal Park.
And where's that?
It's in Glasgow.
Oh, OK, awesome. Well, next time I'm in Glasgow, I'll be sure to run into Florist Gump.
Thanks so much.
No worries. Clever. Florist Gump there.
See what they've done there? It's like
a
pun.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, thought you got it.
Okay.
No, it's a good name. Big fan of businesses like that that use puns in the name.
Would you like to have a go?
I'll have one, please.
Hello, Dickie's Dribble. How can I help you?
Hello, Dickie.
Hello.
What does Dickie's Dribble do?
Dickie's Dribble. Ah, Dickie's Dribble is my premium cider made in the New Forest National Park.
Incredible. And how did you come up with the name?
Well, my name's Dickie. So Dickie's Dribble, I just thought, was the ideal sound for one of my ciders. And it's I've actually got a glass in front of me at the moment.
You do sound a little bit like you're on it at the moment.
Well,
like,
I've
the
only
you
just
the phone there, Dickie.
I always sound like this, actually.
Love Dickie.
It's a lovely single variety cider made from Kingston black apples, and it's
lovely.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Thing is, right, it might well be gorgeous, but when you're drinking something called Dickie's Dribble, it somewhat puts me off.
That'll be on us, oh dear.
Dickie, the thing is with you, Dickie, I sort of want to keep talking to you. It's clear you know you're on the radio. I sort of want to keep talking to you just because I like how much of a liability you sound. This sounds like it could go wrong at any second.
You're on eggshells, aren't you?
Do you know what I quite like? I quite like using a little bit of cider on the Sunday roast. You can have a little bit of pork and cider.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. And the local pub in our village actually cooked mussels in it.
Oh, get you.
And that's really nice.
So, Dickie's Dribble then?
Yes.
Fine. Listen to him.
I've got a website. You want to have a look at it?
Yes, please.
www.dickies-dribble.co.uk.
No, you don't need to say the www anymore, Dickie.
All right. dickies-dribble.co.uk. And you'll see me in the middle there.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait! Can't wait to see you, Dickie.
how much would?
Well, you need to come down and do a little tour around the barn, don't you?
How much would it cost me then if I was to come down? How much would it cost me?
Probably your marriage.
To have a little go at. He's a liability. All right. Whilst you're here,
let's wrap this up.
No, I just because I'm intrigued. Dickie, is
there
anything you want to do before we hang up on you here? You're on Radio One. Is there anything you want to do?
I'm looking lovingly at my bottle, so I'll let you go.
The laugh gets slower as he goes.
Yeah.
Starts off fast and then goes
It's true, it runs out of pace. Let's get it again.
Oh,
say something funny.
Right,
I want to hear the laugh.
Yeah. Here he goes. No, it gets slower.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy, isn't it? It's like it just runs out of laugh. There he is.
All right,
I've got to go back. I've got to go back to my filtering now because I've got to make Dickie's dribble sterile. So.
See you in a bit, Dickie. Liability. Bye.
Cheers, then.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Susie says that was the best thing to happen all week so far. He really cheered people up. Best laugh ever, best funny business ever. That's from Ali in Glasgow.
Oh, mate, we're getting hundreds of messages, if not thousands. People love Dickie.
He is the best, says Steph. Had a rubbish day at work. Dickie sorted me right out. That's Warren from Edinburgh. Ben in Shoreham by Sea. Actually crying at Dickie.
I love it when you stumble upon a character like that.
Yeah, like just not expecting
it. Yeah, it made my day.
Also, I'm saying that Dickie is going to have a new peak in terms of visitors to his website. I hope the website can stand all the visitors.
Scott Mills, BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
It's bangers. Here's Anya. She's 22. She's in Somerset. Hiya.
Hi, Anya.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Scott.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Where in Somerset, please?
Bridgewater.
Oh, yes. NFB.
Do you know where that is?
Yeah, I do know where that is. Normal for Bridgewater. Becky, who used to work on my show, is from Bridgewater.
Oh, lovely.
You probably know her.
Yeah, maybe not.
There is a sort of NFB situation with Bridgewater, isn't there? Things go on in Bridgewater that don't really happen the rest of the UK. It's normal for Bridgewater.
Yeah.
I think we've discussed this before.
We have, NFB.
Do you notice that, Anya?
Yes, you're quite right with that one, but obviously, yeah.
What sort of things, Chris?
Well, I don't know. I'm not from Bridgewater myself. It's only what I hear.
No,
it's
I'm
only when
wondering.
People venture out of Bridgewater, if they've lived there for a long time, that they then report back that things can be different away from there.
But what sort of things?
Well, I don't know. Maybe Anya can let
us
know.
Bridgewater is like the capital of carnival, so we actually have the biggest carnival in Europe.
Oh, that'll be it. Normal for Bridgewater.
Sorry, yeah. Anya, let me stop you there. You have the biggest carnival in Europe is in Bridgewater.
That's right, yeah. So if you love a good carnival, you have to come down to Bridgewater.
That's a claim, isn't it? I didn't know that. We should do one of our guides to Bridgewater. I think there's a lot to dig in on there.
Oh, yes, 100%. Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, yeah, we'll write that down somewhere. We'll put it in an email.
Just Google it, Scott.
Do a guide for Bridgewater,
The world-famous Bridgewater Carnival. Bridgewater is famous for its carnival.
Wow.
A most spectacular illuminated procession in Europe. That is incredible. And we learn something new every day.
We're definitely going to do a guide. So I know that you're going to Glastonbury this summer.
Yes, that's right. I cannot wait.
Oh, imagine summer. I can't wait for summer now.
I know. I'm just waiting for the lineup to come out and then I'll be ready.
Ready. Okay, who do you normally go for in bangers?
Chris.
Okay, is that because you like his his style and his music?
Yeah, that's right. He's more like my style.
All right.
Which is?
Dance music, house.
NFB.
A bit of class.
All right.
That's what you are, Anya, a bit of class.
Here's what I've got for you today. You got the power. Yeah, I mean, it's a classic me choice. I think one of Little Mix's best tracks.
Great.
Power.
Yeah, good choice.
Thank you.
It is good. Now listen, I know you like your dance and stuff like that. I've gone the other way. I've gone back to a time where I was well into sort of a more emo Chris Stark at one point.
Excuse me, stop. When did that happen?
There was a time.
No, it didn't. There was never an emo.
Excuse me.
No.
How dare you judge?
Absolutely not.
How dare you judge?
Oh, yeah, I'm just listening to Panic at the Disco.
Yeah, in
my black bedroom.
Shush. There was a time in my life where I would have, you know, like a lot of my friends did, various hoodies of various bands.
Sure, Jan.
How dare you?
As if you were ever into rock. You were all about Heartbroken,
T2.
True.
Not true. I have many sides to me. There was a time in my life I loved Alien Ant Farm.
That's not rock, though.
Fair.
Okay, so you were a fake emo.
However, Anya, I think this is a tune. I'd be interested to know if you go with it.
Were you into Korn with a backwards K?
I was, actually. Yeah. My banger choice today is this. No money, there's no possession.
at me, I'm a fake emo.
Oh, shh. Right, Anya, this is an amazing song by Papa Roach called Between Angels and Insects. It's not the obvious Papa Roach that you'd probably hear on Radio 1, but if you fancy it, it's yours on Bangers today.
Money! Possession! What has happened? Right, Anya, I can tell in your voice you're disappointed, and that's okay.
That's what I was going to say. I am a bit disappointed today.
My
choice, unfortunately, goes with Scott today.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
For as long as anyone can remember, births, deaths and marriages have been as certain as food, air and water.
We love talking about births and marriages, but when it comes to that D word, we've run a mile.
It's understandable, right? Because it's not easy to do. So when's the right time to talk about it?
My name's Melina, and I say now's the time.
I'm Saima, and together, we're going to kill it. Join us for our new podcast called Fresh to Death,
where we talk about dying so we can get on with living. Fresh to Death.
Download and subscribe now on BBC Sounds.
I'm not having this, actually. Someone's called Allard has just texted in saying...
Not that one,
no. No. Chris may have just been appropriating other people's youth culture. How dare you? Well, Would never do that.
Dreams dashed. Almost got to hear Between Angels and Insects on Daytime Radio 1. Who chooses Little Mix over that? Well, Anya did, and she has every right to. Yeah, I reckon you're going to chuck that back in.
Maybe. I'm not going to do one of those. We'll keep... chucking it in until it gets picked situations, don't worry.
Okay,
new bangers tomorrow.
So, you know my best mate, ex-flatmate, just texted me during that song. He never listens, but he's listening today, saying, what's this? I quite like it. I was like, oh my God, it's Little Mix and Stormzy. Reply.
Seriously.
Who's that?
He's ridiculous with this sort of thing. You've spoken about this before, haven't you?
There are certain people that are quite young, but they know nothing about... popular culture, like nothing.
Yeah, that's him.
Little Mix and Stormzy reply, who's that? Actually, should we call him in a minute? I really want to bring this to radio today, how little he doesn't know.
It's true. We've spoken about this before, but I think you've got to kind of hear it to believe it.
Right, yeah. Okay. Bear with, I'll call him in a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, right, so I'm going to prove this to you now. Let's call my my friend, Fraser. Knows nothing, like nothing, about anything. Well, no, he's quite
in. That's not true.
Like anything pop culture. Let me prove this to you now. Let's call him.
Oh, hello.
So I'm just saying to Chris and the listeners about how, there's some people that know nothing about like pop culture. Let me give you some. That's you. Let me give you some clues, okay? Right. So first one, pop quiz. He's got a song out called Yummy. Married to Hayley Baldwin.
I don't know who that is.
Used to be a child star.
Macaulay Culkin?
No. To be fair, that is the go-to child star, isn't it?
Okay, no, it's Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
One of the biggest songs and albums of last year.
Biggest song of album last year. And Scottish.
Scottish, really funny. Really funny on Instagram.
Ex-girlfriends in Love Island.
Upset Liam Gallagher.
Is he a comedian that has a novelty record? Is it a novelty record?
No.
Don't get a clue.
You were in the same room with him doing karaoke when we did it last year on Instagram, on the Radio 1 Instagram Live.
Do you remember his name?
No.
Oh, you were there.
I do remember that night. Because he was singing a lot of songs.
Yes,
yeah, that's right.
That's because he's a singer.
And we had a good night. Do you remember? We had loads of drinks. We all got very emotional afterwards. It was.
What's his name?
What's his name?
Oh, what was his name?
Lou. Oh my word, this is mad.
Right, also, this guy, he is young. He's not 60, okay? All right, so...
If you said it, I'd probably know if you said it.
There's a reason that he was on the mic a lot is because he was the main attraction.
I know, but I did think we'd all gone there, hadn't he?
Lewis Capaldi.
Yeah.
Fine. Now you said it.
Why don't you tell people about when you were at Big Weekend once in Sunderland? Who were you talking to at the bar? who was that? No, hang on. How long were you talking to them for and what were you saying?
I was talking to them for about 20 minutes.
Yeah. About what?
About myself.
Yeah.
I just started doing stand-up, and so we were talking about that.
Yeah, you used to do some stand-up comedy. Cool. So yeah. Did you ask anything about them at all?
Yeah, so I didn't really want to talk to him, if I'm honest.
Why?
Well, because I just wanted to do my own thing. And he was just actually he just really wanted a chat.
Oh, so he started talking to you?
Yeah.
For 20 minutes?
We were just at the bar, he just started talking to me. And so I was like, well, let's just talk about me then.
Cool. And who was it?
Well, then afterwards, someone came up to me and said, oh, do you know where... Oh, I've even forgotten his name now.
Do you remember the band?
Grohl someone.
Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl.
That was it.
So you chatted to Dave Grohl for 20 minutes. No idea.
No. And so I said, do you know where Dave Grohl is? I was like, sorry, I don't know who that is. Right. And they just looked at me really stupid. And like, that you person you've been talking to for 20 minutes?
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you know, I'm going to call you back in about in 15 minutes or so. I'm going to ask you some more.
The Scott Mills Daily.
People are getting annoyed now. How can you not know who Dave Grohl is? He doesn't know anything. This is my mate. People actually don't believe how little he knows about popular culture. It's real. Should we do another test?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you know what's incredible about this guy, Scott, is he's actually very, very clever.
He's really clever. He's got like a high-powered job in London, fairly well paid, but knows nothing about popular culture. Okay, another one. Irish, okay? Another pop star. Irish.
Right.
Was in a massive boy band. Loves golf. Loves golf. Was on my show earlier today. On the show earlier today.
Podcast. Yeah.
He was in a band with other people called Harry and Liam and Louis.
And then there was Zane, but then he left.
You do know the band. Think of the band, surely.
Think of a band.
The biggest boy band of since like 2010.
One Direction.
Yes. Right.
Brilliant.
I know One Direction.
Okay, so who's the Irish one in One Direction?
I didn't know there was an Irish one.
See?
All right.
It's infuriating.
His name rhymes with while.
Kyle? Is it Kyle?
Niall.
Oh, no one's going to know Niall.
What do you mean?
Niall Horan.
You've never heard of that person?
No, never. Like, genuinely, Niall Horan.
Yes.
All right.
Wow.
I'll make a note of that.
Yeah.
Might come up in a pub quiz or something.
Yeah, well, yeah. All right, married to Jay-Z.
It's her songs, hard to believe.
Her songs include Crazy in Love, Single Ladies... Used to be.
Oh
in...
no! I think I can get this.
Go on.
Can you give me like?
Oh my god! Seriously, it's like one of the most famous people in the whole world.
It doesn't even.
Well,
need
give me
thinking.
Another clue.
Stressing
I don't.
Stressing me out. Stop pressing numbers on your phone.
That's not me. I'm googling it. No, I'm not.
You do know it, Fraser.
100%. I do. I think Single Ladies.
Single
Ladies. Really
oh, the Single Ladies.
Yeah. Oh, the Single
that.
Ladies. Oh, the Single Ladies.
You do know this.
Come
one.
On.
But you know the song, don't you? So you know. You must
know
the artist.
Song.
You can't not know the artist if you know the song.
In Destiny's Child. Massive star.
And you know Crazy Enough. You know. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah?
No, I've never
her
heard
name
that.
Is?
Yeah, but you have heard that because I
have not. I've not heard.
But
that.
You have because we've gone out. We go to pubs and bars and things like that, and so you definitely have heard it.
Stop pressing yeah. your phone.
In fact, it's infuriating.
It's not me.
It wasn't meant to be an angry call. This, it's baffling.
Right, Beyonce. Okay, you're winding me up. I'm going to go.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yeah, if you know nothing about pop culture, let me know. If, like, it all passes you by, Love Island, any pop stars, like, anything on TV, let me know. 8119. Welcome along to Sean from Leicester, who's just been introduced into the world of Billie Eilish. Welcome along.
Oh, welcome.
welcome along.
There we go. Scott, I've just been made aware of something. Fast-moving situation, this. But Dickie's Dribble, who we had on earlier on Funny Business...
It's a man that's got a cider company called Dickie's Dribble.
Yeah, but he's a legend. What a character he's ended up being.
Yeah.
People love him.
Uh-huh.
His daughter has sent me a message, his daughter Emma, saying, made our day, listen to it. It's his birthday. I was like... He didn't mention that, did he?
No.
It's right. So it's Dickie's Dribble's birthday today. What a day. Why would you not say?
We need to call him. If you missed this guy earlier, listen to Dickie. What a ledge. Here he goes. No, it gets slower.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy, isn't it? It's like he just runs out of laugh. There he is.
Liability. Bye.
Cheers, Ed.
Right, we need to call him back and wish him a happy birthday. We'll do it in the next 15 minutes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sometimes stumble across legend material on this show and happens accidentally. It happened today. Doesn't happen that often. But remember when we spoke to Good News Jamie that time?
Yeah, exactly.
And he became a feature. He just rang up for something. Same as Nicole, who'd never been on a plane before from South Wales.
Mm.
These little characters appear now and again. We found a new one. Runs a cider company. We called him on Funny Business earlier. His name's Dickie. The cider's called Dickie's Dribble. It's the name of his company. And he was hilarious. Like, you loved him. Now, we've since found out, since that call, that it is his birthday today. So let's ring him up. Good luck, everyone.
Love this. Let's do it.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, is Dickie there, please?
He's not in the office right this second. Can I help at all?
Oh, it's Radio 1 calling here. We just wanted to say happy birthday to him.
Bear with me. Emma, do we know where Richard is?
Dickie.
He's down the bottom.
Do you know what's mad? I'm so excited to speak to him. Mm-hmm. Like, we didn't know this guy 2 hours ago.
Here he is.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's that?
Dickie, have you just pulled up?
Yeah.
Right, what are you driving there?
Gator.
What's that?
John Deere Gator.
Oh, John right. Deere. Like a John Deere.
He's pulled up in a tractor. Hello, Dickie, it's Radio 1.
Oh, hello, how are you doing?
It's Scott and Chris, you legend. Happy birthday!
Thank you!
You didn't mention earlier on that it was your birthday. We had to find out from someone else. This is huge. Yes!
Oh, dear.
It's his birthday.
Go on, Dickie Struggle.
It's my birthday.
You're bonkers.
Oh, wow.
Oh, brilliant.
Hey, Dickie, you've got so many new fans.
What, both of them?
Right, no, has your website been going crazy since you were on earlier?
Oh, I don't know. I don't look at that. My daughter does. She's, I've been up a pole trying to fit a camera today, so...
Do you know what? Dickie's just having a mammoth day, isn't he? Appears on Funny Business, clearly enjoying his cider. Yeah.
Hey, living the dream. Living the dream.
It's his birthday.
Yes, we go again. Oh, wow.
Oh, dear.
Happy birthday, Dickie.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thanks for the phone call. That's really kind of you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Got an idea, right? Why don't we get Dickie on back on tomorrow to cheer people up? because you know it's hump day tomorrow. Sometimes it can all get a little bit too much on a Wednesday. So maybe you know you've got something a bit miserable lined up tomorrow. Maybe like a really boring meeting or something you've been putting off for ages. Or maybe you've got like an appointment you're dreading. We'll get you on and Dickie can make you laugh.
Yeah.
Just cheer you up.
I think it'd be good to get hold of people that want to maybe try their best joke on Dickie. Ultimately, we just want Dickie to laugh lots, don't we?
Yeah.
So perhaps you can get in touch if you fancy us connecting you to Dickie. And ultimately, if he laughs, everyone's happy. Like this text from Jade in Glasgow. Dickie needs to be a permanent fixture on the show. What an infectious laugh and a lovely man. Happy birthday, Dickie.
So glad I turned on when I did. Dickie is a legend from Ashley. There are hundreds and hundreds of these messages.
Should we do this then? Right. If you've got a good joke, like one that will genuinely make Dickie laugh.
Are we doing jokes, are we?
Yeah, I think so. Why not?
Okay, cool.
Isn't that the point? Like, cheer everyone up a bit?
Yeah. Or if you're going to have a rubbish day and you know it tomorrow, something you're not looking forward to, either or, let us know on 81199.
Scott Mills.
Remember, you can listen live to Radio 1 on BBC Sounds. That's also where you should download this podcast from. Hit subscribe and it will appear every day. Radio 1 Scott Mills Daily. We're back tomorrow from 1 on Radio 1.